Up next, I'll be talking with Courtney Yasmine about her latest CD, Beautiful Lonely. Here she is live on Center Stage Minnesota.
Slip a noose around her neck, stand her at the gallows, Houdini trick, leave you there blinking, pin her down, look a butterfly, he already tried that. Luna moths swallow her tail, monarch of the holy grail, in life they glow, in death they crumble.
Live on Center Stage Minnesota. Courtney Yasmine is a singer-songwriter from Minneapolis that has three releases on her own label, and she performs regularly in the U.S. and Europe. Her latest release, Beautiful Lonely, brings a little more rock to her music with a touch of pop. As with Courtney's past albums, the songwriting is still personal and filled with hard-won insight and has been described as having a confidence and maturity to Courtney's voice that speaks for the lover and dreamer in everyone. She made the drive up from Minneapolis to join us in studio. Courtney Yasmine, welcome to Center Stage Minnesota.
Thanks. Thanks, Doug. Thanks for having me here.
So tell me about yourself. When did you first get into music?
I've always been a musician since I was little, and I made the first professional record just like 10 years ago. So over these 10 years now, I've had these three records out, and I'm working on my fourth.
When did you pick up your first guitar?
My grandma gave me one for my birthday when I was six, and it was a little one. And my older brother had a girlfriend who played the guitar and sang folk songs, and her father's an ambassador to Spain. And so she had traveled all over, and she was very exotic and glamorous to me, you know. And she taught me some songs on that little guitar. So maybe when I was eight or so, I met her. And then by the time I was maybe 11, I got a real guitar and started performing my own songs when I was like 12 at my church.
What point did you decide you wanted to make a life of it?
Just now, just in these 10 years, I have taught creative writing and worked in advertising. I'm kind of a word person, you know, that's my background. But being a musician is the most fulfilling use of that interest in writing. You know, I mean, I like prose writing as well, but I guess I finally decided to take the plunge. It's a very hard decision to make because obviously it's a much more difficult way to try to have a vocation, you know. It's much more difficult because you don't have an employer, you know, and every decision you make is just by the seat of your pants because no one knows, of course, no one ever knows how to do well in music, you know, and less now than ever. So it's just a totally personal motivation thing every single day, you know.
Your latest CD, Beautiful Lonely, is excellent. Tell me about it.
Thank you. Thanks. I'm very proud of it. I think one of the reasons why I keep doing this is that I feel like I'm doing better work all the time. I think if I felt like it had already sort of peaked and it was going downhill, it might be a little harder to stay motivated. But I don't feel that way yet. I really don't. So, yeah, Beautiful Lonely has been it's been a great vehicle for me. I feel like it represents me better than my other two records that I... When you take the record out into the world, you know, you get up on stage and you sing those songs to all different kinds of people every single night, you really start to notice whether you feel like this music is what you would like to be performing. You know, and I mean, I have definitely stood up on stage and thought, what am I singing? What are these words? These words don't mean anything even to me. I don't, you know, what is this about? Or the style, the genre thing of kind of think, gosh, I really don't feel like wearing cowboy boots every single night, you know? And if my stuff was a little more folk and alt country originally, and it was sort of, it sort of cramped my style, you know?
Yeah, get pigeonholed.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to hear the song In Common. Would you tell me about it?
No one has asked me to tell about that song, so I'm glad you did. I think it's a gutsy song about when a couple meet and get together, of you know what their expectations and their fantasy is about how it's going to be, and then the reality sets in, and the question is, can you make something of the reality of it? You know, so the idea of the song is, what in the end do you really have in common?
This is In Common from Courtney Yasmine's latest CD, Beautiful Lonely, on Center Stage Minnesota.
Yeah.
That was In Common from Courtney Yasmine's latest CD, Beautiful Lonely. So what draws you to making music? Why do you do it?
I think it's that it's a unique medium to work in because you get to use a lot of different skills. And for me, I can't seem to get away from the fact that it really utilizes all my best skills all the time. And I really, there isn't another career that I can pursue that allows me to do that. You know, I mean, ideally anybody is trying to use all of their skills to their fullest potential. And, you know, some jobs would limit how much of everything you have that you can use, you know.
What inspires you?
I think other music is the answer for all songwriters. I actually read something recently in the New York Times. They were talking about how most musicians write music, even classical musicians, write music inspired by other music that they've already heard, you know?
Yeah.
That may be more unusual or more peculiar to music than it is to, like, painting or, you know, I don't know that a painter needs to be, like, studying other people's paintings to, more often maybe they look at nature and they are inspired. But I really think that music sort of builds on past music, you know?
I'd like to talk about your success a little bit. You've traveled all over with your music.
Yes. Traveling all over has made that success, and having success allows me to travel all over. You know, it's sort of, it feeds itself. I think if you put a lot of energy and intent into what you're doing, that comes back to you. So it's kind of a chicken and the egg thing at this point. I mean, initially, you probably just have to stick your neck out and get on the train or drive the car someplace and play to nobody. But the more you do it, you know, it starts to pick up on its own.
The next song we're going to hear from your CD is Brother. And this one sure sets a mood right away. Tell me about it.
Yeah, that's a dark song. I have only one sibling, an older brother, who has been very troubled in his life, and I love him very much. This song is a response to people telling me, like, you have to go find him and you have to go save him. And, you know, people who've had troubled relatives know that it's not that easy, and that maybe that isn't even the right answer all the time.
From Courtney Yasmine's latest release, Beautiful Lonely, this is Brother on Center Stage Minnesota.
Don't you dare ask me why I haven't left yet. 'Cause you know goddamn well that he's too far gone. Thank you.
From Courtney Yasmine's latest release, Beautiful Lonely, that was Brother. So overall, what's your music about?
My music is about emancipation. I know that now. I remember sometimes I would come into the recording studio and I would look at these great session players. I've always had, even on the first record, I've had the privilege of working with great musicians. And so I would say to them things like, what do you think about this song? What is this song? Like, what genre is it? And what's it about? And is this a stupid song? Between those kinds of asking people those kinds of questions, and now I will say that as you have more success, you don't have to ask because people just tell you what your stuff's about, for better or for worse. And all those cumulative questions and all those reviews have taught me that my music is about emancipation, I would say, more than anything else.
When you're not traveling or playing music, what do you do?
It says on my Facebook page that I used to be a person. And when I was a person, that I liked reading and nature and gardening and doing things with my friends. And now I'm a musician and it's almost all encompassing. At this moment, it feels pretty all encompassing. But I would also say that it has become a really beautiful lifestyle. There's a lot of free time that I can spend with my family, and there's a lot of wonderful relationships and connections that come from doing something creative. It just sort of makes relationships. You know, so I have a lot of fun. Let's just say that I get to have a lot of fun.
That's Courtney Yasmine. We're talking about her new CD, Beautiful Lonely, and we're gonna hear the song Part I Like.
The part I like. Oh, I'm going to tell a slightly off-color story about the part I like, that I'll just say it the way I usually say it on stage. When a woman writes a song in her bedroom, it never occurs to her that this song will have some sort of anatomical reference that she never was thinking about. And when the part I like, when we started playing the part I like, and I would just say, and the next song is called The Part I Like, and there would be like snickers from the audience. So that's all I'm going to say about that song.
And here it is on Center Stage Minnesota.
How about it? I won't bout it. I love you from over here. You love me from over there. I just want the part I like. I just want the part I like. I just want your papa.
The song Part I Like from Courtney Yasmine, her CD Beautiful Lonely. Is there anything else that you would like to mention?
I'll just say that I'm thrilled that there's only more and better around the corner right now for me and my bandmates. I'm really pleased with the band that I'm working with right now. All three guys are fabulous. And the drummer is also the man who produced this record, Rob Genetic. And we get to work out of his recording studio in Minneapolis, which is a really big privilege. And we, for the first time, I will get to make my new record with the actual band that I travel with. So instead of hiring session players, who of course are, like I said, really great guys, but there's something there's a lot of camaraderie to making a record with your own guys. So I'm thrilled about that. And then we will be back in Europe at the end of July. And I'm not sure if the record will be finished then or in the fall, but boy, it seems like I will be doing things this year that I had not even dreamed possible. So I'm very, very, very happy about all that.
Well, before I let you go, would you play one more song for us in the studio?
Sure.
What's it going to be?
I want to play the one called Stars. And in fact, it used to be called Take Me to the Stars, but no one wanted to keep saying that, so we just cut it down to, it's just called Stars. But to me, this little song has always been called Take Me to the Stars.
Here's Courtney Yasmine performing live on Center Stage Minnesota.
Take me to the stars. Whoa, whoa. The time I need enough to know and float out on a dream across celestial shore. I know not what you ask. These dreams aren't meant to last. This love's not meant to last. Take me to the stars. Fireflies on velvet skirted nights and Santa's siren call out on the furthest shore and ride the tide divine and float back down to earth and dream back down to earth. I remember all house where fireflies dance outside my window. I remember a house where fireflies danced outside my window. Night birds in the pines. Black river running past my door. Do you remember? Do you remember? Kindle. haven't got the will to turn this straw to gold. Take me to the stars.
Courtney Yasmine performing live on Center Stage Minnesota with Stars. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I loved it. It was great to be up here, and it's such a beautiful day, and the air is so fresh up here. I love it. Thank you.